This is your host, Clairebel Kennedy, and we'll be talking about the great Desmond Tutu. Desmond Mapolio Tutu was born October 7, 1931 in Klerksdorp, South Africa, and he was a curious guy. He was into books like Harry Potter. Both my sisters loved the Harry Potter series, which I don't understand because they're really boring to me. Back to Desmond, he knew about the environment around him and how he was treated differently, but he still lived his best life. When Desmond was growing up, his dad was an elementary school principal, and his mother cooked and cleaned at the school for the blind. By the way, they worked at different schools. I'm surprised that his mom worked because women's rights were not a thing back then. Gummis Tutu. He attended the Johnsburg Bantu High School and did great things there because he was so smart and curious about learning new things. Desmond was the first black person to be appointed the Anglican Dean of Johnsburg in 1975. Desmond accomplished big things. Desmond graduated in 1950. Desmond wanted to be in medical school, but he couldn't afford it. His next option was be a teacher like his dad. He taught for 3 years until he realized that's not what he wanted to do. So he became a theologist. Desmond Tutu lived in England from 1962 to 1966, where he earned a master's degree in theology. He taught theology in South Africa for the next 5 years and returned to England to serve as an assistant director of the World Council of Churches in London. He became the first black African to serve as Dean of St. Mary's Cathedral in Johannesburg in 1975. From 1976 to 1978, he was Bishop of Lesotho. Desmond became the first black general secretary of the South African Council of Churches in 1978. Desmond was a teacher, a theologist, and a priest. Desmond didn't know what he wanted to do, but one thing he really wanted to do is to help people. Desmond was always helping people, even if it was little. After Desmond received his Nobel Peace Prize award, he took the anti-apartheid locally to internationally to help everyone in need. Desmond became increasingly frustrated with all the racism corrupting. I mean, who can blame him for being so mad about the subject? It wasn't fair for his people or for himself. Desmond started getting into apartheid more and more to help stop it. We are going to move on and talk about what he did during the apartheid period. Because Desmond was a general secretary of the South Africa Council of Churches, he could announce the subject of apartheid. He described apartheid as evil and unchristian. Tutu was very optimistic about ending apartheid. Desmond compared apartheid to Nazism. That's how bad he thought apartheid was. Instead of being violent, he decided to forgive the government, and he often spoke about how important forgiveness is. Desmond said, "Forgive one another as God himself forgave you." That's the standard. It was hard to get on Desmond's bad side, you could tell. Tutu believed that everyone made mistakes, so there's no point on being mad at them, even though you've messed up too. Even though Desmond didn't use violence, he understood why other people would. Desmond led protests, wrote speeches, and he joined the National Initiative for Reclamation's call for a nationwide strike against apartheid. In 1984, Desmond Tutu won the Nobel Peace Prize Award for his efforts against ending apartheid. Tutu and other organizations became a mediator of conflict between protesters and police. They diffused tension in Alexandria Township in 1986 when the government banned 17 organizations. In 1988, they organized a protest march, which was banned too. Basically, the government banned everything they tried to do to stop apartheid. Apartheid finally ended in early 1990. In 1996, he retired as an archbishop, but he continued to teach again. Now onto the things Tutu did when he was retired. Just because Desmond was retired, that didn't stop him from writing speeches and talking slash discussing things he thought that was wrong. Desmond Tutu was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 1997 and has since undergone successful treatment in the United States. But besides that minor setback, because of the collapse of the 2000 Camp David summit in 2002, he wrote and spoke a widely publicated speech about calling for sanctions against Israel. Tutu was declared chair of the elders, a group of world leaders to contribute their wisdom, kindness, leadership, and integrity to tackle some of the world's toughest problems in July 2007. That was when I was born. While Desmond was doing great things and solving world peace, I was being born. Isn't that crazy? Desmond Tutu has also taken on personal initiatives, including creative awareness of HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, fight against poverty, unliteralism, women's rights, climate change, and many others. Desmond has been trying to solve world peace in Israel and Palestine. Desmond Tutu won other awards like the Packham and Terrace Award in 1987, Cine Prize in 1999, Gandhi Prize in 2007, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009. Desmond Tutu's daughter came out as a lesbian in 2016 when she was getting married, but because Desmond was a retired priestess and didn't really believe in that stuff, he was not okay with that first, but then he was understanding and was okay with it after. Desmond Tutu is 88 and still is thriving. Well, that's the end of the story of Desmond's life. Thank you for listening to Desmond's great story and tune in next time to hear about the next Nobel Peace Prize winner.